This is Head Held High, a solo A Star Wars Story pre-Star Wars Rebels fanfic, written by Artemis 1000 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for Rebel Politics, Double Drabble, Pre-Canon, and was written for Multi-Fandom Drabble Exchange 2018. Summary. Enfys attends the meeting that might birth an alliance of rebels. They call it a council to birth an alliance. Enfys Nest holds her head high and her shoulders squared as she takes a seat at the large round table between Soa Guerrera of the Partisans and a Wookiee she doesn't know. Her hands remain steady as she removes her helmet, and once it is off, she looks solemn and firm, mature beyond her years. As she surveys the gathered rebels, she feels keenly aware of her youth anyway. There are senators and royalty, generals hardened in the Clone Wars, and insurgents fighting their second uprising in as many decades. And then there is her. Enfys Nest, of the Cloud Riders, she introduces herself, her voice loud and strong and proud. A flurry of whispers and covert glances follows. She grinds her teeth and chokes down an indignant defense. It would make her look guilty at best, childish at worst. The Cloud Riders are widely known as pirates and marauders. Only those who care to listen to their side of the story know them as rebels. Enfys understands this. It doesn't lessen the sting. She keeps her head high. They will prove their mettle, and then all will listen to their story. The end. Reader's notes. So today is International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and I was like, space pirates! And then I was like, well, Enfys Nest is amazing, and Artemis 1000 has blanket permission, and also, can you imagine a universe where Enfys Nest is sort of like one of those sort of the entrenched, as the alliance grows, she comes, because she got in on the ground floor, she becomes, like, one of the more, like, the powerful in resourcing or something like that. And then, basically, the ghost shows up one day, and then Enfys Nest and Sabine end up interacting because two wonderful women with fantastic helmets, and then they fall in love. Or, like, maybe not, because Sabine would still be younger than her. But, like, Enfys is young for when this started, and maybe Sabine looks up to her as being like this freedom fighter or something like that, and has one of those sort of, it's a crush, but I'm also terrified of you because you're so competent, but it's crush, and it makes it really awkward to be in the same room, and it's hard to speak words in a sentence when you were right there watching me. Yeah, Sabine is one of those. And it's fantastic. And they both have helmets! I'm such a sucker for characters with helmets. It's so great. Anyway, thank you for listening. Please imagine Enfys Nest and Sabine Wren blowing shit up in the name of the rebellion. And have a nice day.